guys, I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. She's the emotional one.
Do not puke on my carpet.
To try to get it to come out here or here.
Jesus. Mary and Joseph and all of his carpenter friends.
Hey, guys, I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
Okay, here we go. Oh, what am I going to say, though?
Now y'all made me nervous.
It's going to be a time,
isn't it? I'm a sensitive boy.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
I've been hit!
I got the little frilly socks and everything.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast. And welcome back to the Music List Podcast. My name is Ben. With me are my sisters, Beth and Heather. We are siblings that argue while making music lists. That's the shtick. That's what we do. Before we get started, we want to remind you that we would like for you to right now find us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram. We are on YouTube and X. And like and share and all those wonderful things.
Smash that like button.
Yeah, but do all that and interact with us. We'd love to interact with you back. Let us know where we got it right. We'd love for you to tell us where we got it wrong, because we will argue with you too. There you go. We will not just argue with each other. We will step outside the box and fight you as well. We'll probably be more polite with you than we are with each other, though.
Probably. But depends on who you are.
Yeah. But let us know where we got it right, where we got it wrong. If there are any lists that you would like for us to take, and we would love those suggestions as well.
Yeah, because sometimes it's hard to make a.
It is.
It's hard to find a list to do, as evidenced by what we are doing today.
I kind of think this one's funny, though. I like
it. It is funny, but...
It's going to be hard to beat the Thanksgiving table one.
I love that one. So right now, you need to go back and find our homepage on rss.com and then search for the music list. And you can go back and scroll through our old catalog of episodes. And was it last Thanksgiving we did it, or was it the one before that?
It was probably the one before
that. We had a Thanksgiving table bands. So, like, every band or musician had to have something that could reasonably be found on the Thanksgiving table. So Smashing Pumpkins, Fiona Apple are some of the ones that come to mind right off the top of my head. I think iced tea, maybe.
Yeah. You got to have a drink. You got some wash it down.
Salt and pepper, I think. Yeah.
I was particularly proud of Jelly Roll.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
So that's a fun one. That one's fun. This one's kind of funny, too. We are thinking about today our favorite, biggest musical turkeys in honor of Thanksgiving.
That's not just a Southern thing.
Well, that's what I said. We might need to explain what that is. You're just a turkey.
I think everybody says that, right? That's not a Southern colloquialism, is it?
You know? I don't know.
What about our friends outside the U.S.?
I can tell you right now that if you call somebody a turkey, that means that they've kind of gone off the rails a little bit. They've either got some crazy take. Whether it could be a political take, a religious take, a take on whatever, just some weird opinion. It could be that they're just hilarious people. Sometimes it could just be that they're funny. It could also mean that they do wild and crazy things.
That's not my stuff. My stuff for people acting crazy.
It could be antics oriented. They do just these wild, outlandish things. So there's a lot of different ways to kind of be a turkey. And that's appropriate, because there's a lot of ways to cook turkey. You can fry it. You can roast it. You can bake it.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Keep going.
A lot of different ways to three.
I can count on this one hand.
Smoke it. Oh, yeah. See there?
Grill it.
Yes. I don't know if I've ever had grilled turkey. Fried turkey is far superior to anything.
Yeah. You could boil it, but that's gross.
Say. Ooh.
It's still cooked.
I don't like that.
Boiled gills. Turkey.
So, a lot of different ways to be a turkey, a lot of ways to cook, and a lot of different marinades for turkey.
Partial to Tony Shrerigan's.
We do put Tony Shrerigan's in there. We buy that. Isn't that the injection brand that
but
we
they
buy?
They also have a rub. Yeah. They also have a spray.
Yeah.
And what double most people, where most people make the mistake. Is they don't pull the skin back on the turkey and sprinkle the rub inside the skin, then flip the skin over and then season it again outside the skin.
You've not yet seasoned your turkey. You're listening to this.
Yeah. Right. This is a fun idea, which I wish. Have you seen where people cook their turkey and they put lemons?
Oh yeah!
Under the
oh my gosh! And make like it look like it's got
That's pretty good. That
with the
and people that do that would qualify for this list. By the way,
I would do that.
Yeah.
I would 100% do.
So music and particularly I would think this is going to be probably pretty rock and roll heavy. There are a lot of turkeys out there that do crazy things, think crazy things, say crazy things, and are just, you know, or just, you know, funny kind of people. Those people can also be called a ham. Which maybe you have a Thanksgiving ham, and so those folks also qualify.
Which would be a lot more fun to talk about these people around the table than to fight, you know, over religion or politics with somebody that's actually at your Thanksgiving dinner.
But some people may have some political opinions and some religious opinions at the Thanksgiving table, so. If you're new to the Music List podcast, the way this works is each one of us are going to draft three musical artists that fit this list. Heather will draft first, Beth, then me, then I will draft first in the second round, and then Beth's always in the middle this episode. Heather will draft last in round two, then she'll draft first in round three, and I'll draft last. So that'll give us nine total. Then we're going to have to eliminate four of them. That's the 9-5 round. And then we'll try to rank them from the biggest turkey of them all to the smallest turkey.
You remember that Family Feud episode?
Turkey?
Yes.
Turkey.
Yeah. But what's weird is the first question was like something you take to the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Turkey. I'm assuming he means turkey sandwich.
Maybe. We need to link that.
But then it was like
Clip to our social media because
the rest
if you
of
haven't
them
seen
were
it,
like reasonable answers.
Yeah,
like,
they started to make sense.
What's something you stuff? A turkey. What's something you get at the supermarket? I get turkey. Yeah, it was wonderful. One of my favorite game show highlights of all time.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's the only way I hear the word turkey in my head.
Turkey.
Yeah. All right. So we understand the category. Crazy, wild, funny folks.
Wild and crazy.
Wild and crazy guys.
We have not been drinking, by the way.
No.
Not yet.
No, that's that Alan Jackson eggnog coming at Christmas time.
Man, listen. I smell that coming from outside the house.
But it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Oh, man.
All right. Heather, you get the first pick.
Okay. Well, I feel pretty confident in this most beloved turkey, God rest his soul. So hit it.
Yeah. He fits the description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
icon, Ozzy Osbourne. You know, everybody knows that he was an absolute pillar of metal and rock and roll, and we got to see a side of him that was a little less dark after the reality show came on in the early 2000s. You can go back and listen. We just recently did a an Ozzy tribute. And so, you know, we talked all about his history and his music and his contributions. I'm going to focus on some of the highlights of his antics throughout the years, because that's what we're talking about today. So before he was even 18, he was convicted of burglary. So that's on brand. One time he painted his nose purple, but the paint was permanent. He always tried to do these crazy things on stage. So he painted his nose purple, but it was permanent paint, and so it didn't come off for weeks. There were some Satanists camped out in front of his hotel room in the Black Sabbath days, and so Ozzy went out and blew out their candles and sang Happy Birthday. Which only Ozzy probably, only the leader of a band called Black Sabbath could go out and just to a bunch of Satanists and... to get his pregnant wife to the hospital to have their first child, he drove drunk with no license. Got her there on time and without incident, I believe. Before he went back home from his tours, he used heavy doses of penicillin to have a little reset before he went back home. One time he shot a bunch of cats to keep them off his cars. He just unloaded a shotgun and just whatever he hit.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. I had to include this because of the term that they use. He accidentally drugged a vicar, which we have talked about. He did not staple the vicar. Accidentally drugged a priest with a cake laced with Afghan hashish. His wife served it to him, but
accidentally?
She didn't know that he had made the cake with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He had to get rid of his drugs on a plane one time and gave it to the stewardess, and she snorted it. he threw live shotgun cartridges in his chicken coop and let them. I don't know how. I guess you just throw them into fire, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. he stripped naked on a table one time and peed in a guy's carafe of wine and thus was not invited back to Germany for a few years. He, of course, famously, infamously, whatever, bit the head off of a dove at CBS Records. Mm-hmm. It came and landed on him, and Sharon said he just went, and they were promptly asked to leave. He threw meat on his audiences and bit the head off of a bat. He thought it was a rubber bat. They threw it on stage, and he thought it was a rubber bat, but it was a real, and then real bat, and he had to get rabies. A series of rabies shots. But, of course, he peed on the Alamo.
Of course.
He would shave people's eyebrows in their sleep. Yeah. He peed on a police car in Memphis and got in some trouble for that, too.
That'll do it in Memphis.
He was the only person ever thrown out of a concentration camp. Also in Germany. I don't know. Germans may love David Hasselhoff. I don't know how they feel about Ozzy, but
man.
He surfed on top of an aerial tramway. He was.
The fact he lived,
I know,
as long as he did.
He slipped a woman a quote unquote doom dot, slipped her a Mickey on a plane. He tried to strangle Sharon in 1989. Oh, yeah. He got drunk at the White House, at the W. Bush White House, and he was dancing all around drunk, and W. is quoted as saying,
this might have been a mistake. He launched a 50-inch TV. He and Zach Wilde threw it out of a hotel ninth floor window because it was just something he'd always wanted to do. And the hotel charged him with like $38,000 of damages. Whoa. Which, you know what,
that's excessive.
Come on now. You can go to Walmart and buy a 50-inch TV for
$400.
He did almost kill somebody, but he didn't.
He didn't.
Now, this doesn't even count the stuff that Motley Crue said about, you know.
He didn't remember that.
Right. Yeah. But it is well documented that he, you know, came out by the pool where they were staying in a sundress and promptly peed on the ground and then snorted up some ants and licked up his own pee. And maybe some of Nikki's too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I submit to you a few instances of Ozzy.
He's a contender for the top five.
Golly.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I'm going to...
What you got?
Not as lovable of a turkey.
Oh, yeah.
But the first person that came to my mind was Kanye West.
Oh. Ooh, yeah. How could you be so heartless? Oh, how could you be so heartless? How could you be so Dr. Evil? You're bringing out a side of me that I don't know. I decided we won't gonna speak, so why we up 3 a.m. on the phone? Why don't she be so mad at me, for? Homie, I don't know, she's hot and cold. I won't stop, won't mess my groove up, cause I already know how this thing goes. You're gonna tell your friends that you're leaving me. They say that they don't see what you see in me. You wait a couple months, then you gon' see. You'll never find nobody better than me. So, this was a... from 808s and Heartbreak, which that was released, I think, around 2009, maybe around the time I graduated or something like that, or when I was in high school for sure. And that was a huge album. We've talked about Kanye before. He's brilliant musically. Undeniably talented, I think. Mm-hmm. Written, produced some of the most influential hip-hop albums of the 2000s, 2010s. But he is a turkey. His behavior, his persona is erratic. He's impulsive, goes on social media tirades. He feuds with other artists and celebrities. The whole interrupting Taylor Swift at the, I mean, just iconic moments, really. It was iconic. But, and the 9/11 special.
The George Bush doesn't care about black people. I think that's Katrina. That was just so awkward because...
Who was standing like, with him?
Mike Myers.
Oh, and he's just
because it's a whole group of people, and they're just standing in, like
on live TV.
Yeah, and Kanye just is looking deadpan straight up, and he just busts out of nowhere, out of turn. George Bush doesn't care about black people, and then it was just kind of dead quiet for a second. But Mike Myers did say later, he was like, I was just shocked. You know, he said, I did understand where he was coming from about the disparity and all that stuff. But he was like, I was just surprised.
It was Katrina.
Katrina.
It was Katrina.
Which, it's not that he didn't have a point, but, you know, the delivery is a question. You know, just maybe expound on that a little bit.
Wasn't the message. It was the messaging.
That's right. That's right. And sometimes it's the messenger that is the issue. But he declares himself to be the greatest artist ever. Right.
Of all time.
He compares himself to inventors, even to Jesus, which is uncomfy. I don't like it. His ego is to the point of comedy, really. Like... at his own expense, unfortunately, but his antics get him more headlines than his work, which is sad because his body of work is prolific, but it overshadows his genius and his accomplishments, which he could have been remembered as a legend, but he will be remembered as this character. Yeah, yeah.
A turkey.
But there's something about him that I just can't...
I don't know. I want him to turn it around. I always am rooting for Kanye for some reason. You know? Yeah. There's just something about him that
you
I'm like, I want
gonna.
You to get.
You really think he's going to.
Well, you do. Every time you're like, okay.
He'll have these moments of clarity. Uh-huh. Pronounced moments. You know, like, you know, he went through this religious stage for a while. And you felt like, okay, Kanye's figured it out.
Uh-huh.
And then, man, the next thing you know, his wife is basically naked and, you know, walking out onto the... And it's like, what are we doing, Kanye? My goodness.
It's very strange, the ups and downs. Quite a roller coaster following Kanye West. But he was the first person I thought about when we talked about it. Yeah.
Well, I feel like this is going to be a downer now, but... he is definitely my first pick is a wild and crazy guy, and that is Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh.
He's playing the bass, if you don't know. Almost everyone wears very little clothes. Flea will wear the least. So much so that he has been known to play entire live performances wearing nothing but a sock.
Yeah.
I have questions.
Same.
Also, on a live television performance of the 94 Woodstock, he was completely nude, but had painted himself green.
That's fine.
You know, the Sports Illustrated had the body paint issue.
Yeah.
So he was like, all right, I guess that's the rules we're playing with now.
Oh, man.
And then if you watch him on stage when he's not, even when he does have clothes on, the man has an amount of energy that I don't know where, I don't know where the calories are coming from.
Don't you? Well.
Because, I mean,
it's not the calories that are fueling him, I think.
But it is just constant jumping, spinning, head banging. It is incredible. It's kind of a punk feel, but it's also with Flea. And when you listen to Flea talk, which is also an interesting thing, one of my favorite episodes of the Hot Wings deal is Flea.
I haven't seen that one.
It's really interesting.
He's an interesting cat, man. I'm going to tell you. It's like he's like part philosopher, part spiritual guru, and punk guy. Yeah. Like just all kind of wrapped up into one. You know, he does have some very he will have some of these really crazy, interesting takes that are kind of way off the wall. But then he'll kind of temper it with some stuff that, like, I think all of us would agree on. Like, we need to fund the arts in schools, and that's a big part of what he wants to do. He has this way of talking to you. You don't know if he's playing with you or if he's being very serious and mean with you. He will kind of clap back a little bit, but you don't know if it's like all in good fun or if he's really mad.
And all that, a lot of times I think his antics hide the fact that he is really,
insanely good. He's so good, yeah.
I mean, like that.
We need
that
a bass player episode.
That was a groove line, and his, you know, when he wants to do like the bass groove lines, but he also has this almost like an old school upright bass slapping technique that he'll do that a lot of bass players really struggle to do with, you know, the bass guitar. But he manages to do it. He's absolutely talented on that, and is so, he is like a bass savant because he can do so many different things with the bass. And I think a lot of times it just gets overshadowed with, well, it's not going to be overshadowed by his clothes because he's not wearing any a lot of the times. But there's a part of him that I don't think ever grew up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there is kind of this childlike quality to the way that he behaves, whether it's online or whether it's in an interview or eating hot wings. But it's so strange. He's a weird guy, but it's like he's part court jester, part court philosopher. I mean, it's really an interesting combination. And then, you know, so I'm guessing your question is
how
does it stay on?
Yeah. That's my question too.
Tape. Gotta be tape.
Okay. Ooh. But you sweat.
Right.
And then tape does not adhere. And so anything that would, a glue of sorts. I don't know, but that seems like a bad idea.
A
sensitive area of the body. I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, also, how many members are there? Four or five?
Oh, I don't
know. Four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
and they're all wild. I mean, they're all.
Well, I mean, like, do you just buy a pack of socks, and then everybody, like, if you had five, you'd have an extra. Like, do they buy their own socks? I have questions.
I don't know.
Is it a certain brand of socks?
You know what? I'm good. I'm going to stop. Because
they've all done it.
Right,
I mean,
there.
They, like, yeah. You know.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you really want to get people's attention, they got to be tube socks.
Yep, that's where I was.
you don't want to be messing around with some ankle links.
So. Well, that's, I mean, like, never mind. But,
oh, my God.
It's a family-friendly
it I got lots of questions. I'm just saying. Okay, next.
Liquid latex, maybe?
Oof.
I don't know.
I pick again, don't I? Okay, so one lovable turkey to another lovable turkey.
Okay.
And this is actually one of my favorite musicians in one of my favorite bands. Well, actually, Red Hot Chili Peppers is also one of my favorite bands. But I think Joel Walsh is hilarious.
Mm. He is funny. I did it again.
this song actually is true, like all of it. So there's a line in there about a Maserati. My Maserati does 185. I lost my license. Now I don't drive. Right? So he actually, this is rich rock and roll money right here. He bought a Maserati for no other purpose than to crash it. Now, I don't know if you've priced Maseratis, but they ain't cheap. They are expensive dudes. There's a line in there about in hotels, I tear out the walls. I have accountants pay for it all. Okay? He used a chainsaw to cut through the hotel wall because he, quote, lost the key. He made the joke that he was single-handedly responsible for inventing rock star damage deposits to hotels.
Where did he go buy the chainsaw? Like, he just had it with him, or was it on hand?
I mean, yeah, the fact that it would be easier to get himself a chainsaw than to go to the front desk and get another key. He's another one that if you listen to his interviews, he has a self-deprecating humor about himself. He doesn't take himself too seriously. I could just imagine when he joined the Eagles and Don Felder and our boy,
Henley.
Henley's
Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey was the one he had the problem with. Mm. When those two, I can imagine Joe, because Joe and Don were the guitar players. They were pretty tight, and they wrote the Hotel California lines together. But I could imagine Joe was probably the one that was trying to play peacemaker. Probably didn't work, but obviously has a long history of drug abuse and alcohol abuse, and now he's talks about sobriety. But if you go, and he has several MTV era interviews that are just absolutely, absolutely hilarious. He ran for president once as a joke, of course. He promised free gas for everyone and rock and roll on every corner. That's what he was pushing for. And then,
what a simpler time.
Might work today.
And then, you know, behind all that, you get some incredible music, whether it was in bands like the James Gang or the Eagles and his solo work. And you know, we don't talk about Joe Walsh as a great vocalist, but he has one of those very distinguishable voices. You know, it's Joe Walsh. He knows what he can do, and he knows what he can't do, and he sticks to what he's good at. But then as a guitar player, that guy is phenomenal.
Absolutely
phenomenal. So I kind of went, maybe not so much with my last pick, but with my first two picks, I went with the Lovable Turkeys, and I'm sure that my love for the Eagles and then the other Joe Walsh catalog outside of the Eagles, like Rocky Mountain Way, all the funk variations played a part of that too. But so that was my pick, Joe Walsh.
Fun fact, you know who his brother-in-law is? Ringo Starr.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Which is another little bit of a turkey.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of a turkey. Mm-hmm. I like Ringo's really like
their wives are sisters.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Man.
Yeah, I like Ringo. I like Ringo's vibe.
Yeah.
Just seems really cool and laid back.
Did you watch the Beatles documentary that came out a few years ago of the making of like Abbey Road and Let It Be?
I haven't seen that.
It's really interesting to watch all of their interactions and what was going on, you know, because there's the Yoko factor and there's, you know, a lot of tension in a lot of ways. And poor Ringo, he's just like, hey, man, let's just let's just all get along and let's make this music. And he's, you know.
Well, and then you look at the guys that he has pulled in to play in the Ringo Starr and his All-Star band.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just in the All-Star band.
Yeah.
I mean, so, I mean, he's pulled in some pretty big names.
And happy to be there, I'm sure.
Just, yeah, I mean, that's that tells you a little bit about his sway within, within
so put those two together. I bet, you know, it's interesting.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine a band with Joe Walsh and Ringo Starr? I would just want to hear the banter back and forth between the songs. That'd be great.
That's another episode. We should do, like, build your own band.
Oh, that's on. That is on like Donkey Kong. Okay. We don't do that.
We should do that. Yeah.
Build your own band. Figure out the format of that.
Yeah. Well, I got some ideas. and we don't want to make too many rules right now, but you can only use one member. Once you use a band member, you can't use anybody else from
that. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah. That could be.
I like that.
A switch up. All right.
Okay.
My second pick is Axl Rose.
Not quite so likable.
Not sometimes. Not sometimes. Another artist whose behavior and ego undermine his ability sometimes. So he was notorious for keeping fans waiting, sometimes not even showing up at all to shows. In 1991, there was a riot in St. Louis after he just left the stage. Just, I'm done. In the early 2000s, Guns N' Roses gigs would get canceled mid-tour or start super late after the showtime. And obviously, he was at the center of a lot of personal issues within the band. So, I mean, you've got to go.
At the center.
He was the center. I mean, you tank this legendary band when they, I mean, they could have kept going strong, you know, like they outlasted the grunge transition. And I think they could have pushed into the 2000s like Aerosmith did. Like, you know, Aerosmith adapted, and we've talked about that before. I think they could have done that successfully, but it did not work out personally. And they blew up, you say in large part, but, you know, because of Axl and his ego and his antics. He's dramatic, he's defensive, quick to lash out. You know, obviously, he feuded with Slash. Metallica, promoters, journalists, really anybody can get these hands from Axl, basically. He's been working on rehabbing his image a little bit, sort of.
Needs to rehab that diet.
Stop it. My gosh. But that was mentioned.
He double Axl Rose right now.
Ben.
Whoa. I can say that because I'm a big guy.
So, but anyway, the thing that's really sad is that he just doesn't sound that good like he used to. He's not like,
he doesn't sound like he used to. But we saw them in what, 15, 20, no, I don't know, before COVID when they came.
And he's done some
stuff. He's still good,
but you know, you're expecting Axl freaking Rose, and they oddly have done a lot of stuff with Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
And that is a strange combo to me. She has, like, she apparently loves rock and roll. Like, I don't know. And that good for her. But it's a jarring thing that I'm not. Anyway, but, you know, he's working on being just, you know, actually showing up when he's supposed to or whatever. And but you've established yourself like the bare minimum of what you should do.
Right, he's got to be like 65 now,
I guess, but
or close to.
I mean, you've kind of established yourself as this tantrum throwing, walking disaster of a human for decades. And it's hard to come back from that once people see you as one thing.
I wonder what Metallica feels about him now. He really caused them some problems.
So interesting, because I
63.
Just watched.
63. He's 63.
I can't remember who it was, which one they were interviewing. But they were talking about how Metallica always viewed themselves to be very professional. Like, if they were supposed to start their first note at 8:01, their first note went off at 8:01. You know, and it said they would play, and then sometimes there would be this. And if they were supposed to get off at 9:36, they were off at 9:36, not 9:37, not 9:35. They were off at 9:36. And it said that they would stick to the schedule, and then, like, because they would start by opening for Guns N' Roses, because Guns N' Roses was the big band. And he said people would have to wait for hours. For he said, I don't know if he was waiting on his spiritual advisor to tell him it's okay to go on stage or what was going on. But they were all saying it was all Axl's fault. The whole waiting thing was they didn't go until Axl felt like he was ready to go on stage. And sometimes people would be waiting for hours.
Or they wouldn't wait and they would riot.
Yep. Yeah.
That happened too.
And I don't know. I think, unlike Kanye, I think Axl's talent will probably be the most remembered thing about him. I think that'll be the main focus of his legacy, but there will always be that asterisk, you know, of what they could have done, what they could have accomplished if it weren't for his shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Heather. He has discovered Botox, though.
He absolutely has done that. That man is
so he's not stretched.
Nope.
Yep. Anyway. Okay, so my next one is not, I wouldn't call him a lovable turkey. And he was actually the first guy that came to mind. But Ozzy's antics outnumbered his, I believe. But my pick is Iggy Pop. Is, I believe, rightly so, credited as the godfather of punk. Before Johnny Rotten, before Sid Vicious, you know, there was Iggy Pop, and you know, just bare chested all the time, you know, just kind of sinewy, you know, just, you know. The movements were always weird. He's almost kind of a contortionist a little bit. He's one of the very first performers to stage dive. The thing about Iggy Pop is musically, I don't think that, you know, his vocal talent is going to be what he's remembered for. I think he's going to be remembered for his antics, which is very punk.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a problem with any of that. He started in 1970 when all the antics started, when a crowd member threw a jar of peanut butter at him, and he caught it instead, you know, and so just smeared it on his torso and.
Because that's what you
okay,
did.
Yeah.
Like that little baby on the counter where they're covered in the yes. in the video.
Yes, okay. Kind of like that. So some notable antics.
Okay.
Of Iggy Pop. One time, David Bowie and Dennis Hopper smuggled cocaine into the psych ward after he checked himself in. So they, you know, that didn't last long. Once, after getting whipped on stage by his guitarist, who was in full Nazi uniform, he began yelling racial slurs at a black spectator trying to get him to stab him with a steak knife that he had brought on stage. It didn't work, so he just carved an X in his torso and just, like, bleeding all over everybody. It's very punk.
It's cool.
It's a biohazard.
This I love.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is so... I believe it happened, but it's just absurd. He had passed out in some bushes prior to the show at the Day's Inn. And
oh, in not Atlanta. The Day's Inn.
So he passed out in the bushes. They got him on stage, and he met up. I don't know if it was on stage. It had to be on stage. Elton John is dressed like a girl. Like a gorilla, and it freaked him the F out. I mean, he lost it.
Why was Elton John dressed like a gorilla?
I guess he just came on to a show. I mean, they were, I don't know, but he just he lost his mind.
Like in fear?
Yes.
He didn't. He thought it was a real gorilla.
I guess.
But no, it's Elton John.
Just silverback at the show.
It's so crazy. I don't know. He accidentally snorted PCP instead of cocaine one time.
Oh my gosh. He's still with us, is he not?
He is, yeah. I believe.
Yeah. Oh, he is a bag of leather, too, my
he's
friend.
Yeah, he's rough. He smashed through a glass table one time on stage, and so, like, he just got up and he was just spurting blood all over the audience.
He looks like a 1950s catcher's mitt, man.
This is my favorite, bad. And I don't really know. I have to be very, very, I have to measure my words here about this. About what happened. I don't know that these two things are related, but they did happen on stage at the...
At the same show?
Okay, so he got... Of course there were drugs involved, right? So yeah. He gets sick and he pukes everywhere. And so he's just like... There's just a pile of puke everywhere. So he takes it out and just rests it on an amplifier. So there's puke all over the floor. He has pulled it out and flopped it on an amp. And just left it there. And I mean, you can't.
That's how you measure the volume. How much does it bounce?
Like, you can't. I mean, once you've rested it, you can't move around. Or so are you just sitting there like, I don't
or
know how.
Do you treat it like the puddle when T-Rex stamps? You just wait for it to ripple through the puke.
I don't know.
Puke ripples.
It was, I mean, like, if you told me
that
to name,
turkey.
If you, I've got, never mind.
No, no.
Anyway. Like, if you asked me to name five Iggy Pop songs, I could not do it.
No. And I was wondering, when you played that song, I was like, have we never talked about Iggy Pop in 4 years? And then I was like, but why would we?
I mean, but until we get to these kind of stories.
Oh, yeah, this is tailor-made.
Yeah. So, anyway, I feel like his legacy will be much more about him being a turkey.
Yeah.
Than being a musician, I submit to you, Iggy Pop. All right, my last pick
That's hard to follow.
This last pick is probably going to get cut, and I don't even care.
Okay. Well, that makes it easy.
Because I could, it's the whole band of Motley Crue. It's all of them.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And we have talked about them at length. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. But I love this song, so we at least get to play this. Oh, listen to this. Oh. No, this is even better. When he starts the verse. How do you harmonize with that?
That's, I don't know,
because
right
I'm not
there.
Even sure that he's singing in the same key that they started in. But anyway, the crazy thing is, I love that song.
But it was a hit.
I love that song. The song itself is great, and if somebody actually recorded it, like, with the pitch centered, would be amazing. Yeah. But, okay, so they started, you know, on the Sunset Strip. They infamously, if you, I'm going to save all the stories, but plug The Dirt. If you have not read The Dirt, do yourself a favor. The movie does not do the book justice at all as far as the crazy stuff that happened. You know, like in their apartment, the doors, they couldn't keep the doors on because they'd been knocked down so many times. And they killed roaches with lighters and hairspray. And just each individual member, that's why I just grouped them all together, because they were ridiculous. They were absolutely ridiculous. They were mainlining Jack Daniels. Nikki Sixx literally dies,
mm-hmm.
gets brought back, gets out of the hospital, goes home and shoots up. I mean, Tommy Lee, obviously, during the band, after the band, mm-hmm. His jerkiness is well documented.
Indeed.
You know, I wish we had like behind the scenes.
As is his drumstick.
Oh no! I was gonna say turkey. Anyway, lots of things. And Mick was weird too, and he had a lot of stuff going on. He was probably the least turkey-ish of the group, but he was old and tired and over their crap, you know.
He was old
compared to them.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, Vince, I mean, this is a terrible, his substance abuse problems were such that it got somebody killed,
mm-hmm.
you know. All of them, even, the thing is, even when they got sober, then they weren't, I don't even know that they were as quote unquote lovable turkeys when they got sober. They were just a-holes, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Which I still love the band. I love their music, all of that stuff. But I mean, and as we have discussed, like in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so their antics are such that according to at least Nikki Sixx, their behavior is the reason they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So,
yeah.
As a group, that's a
lot of turkeys in one band.
It's a lot of turkeys in one band. So,
what do you call a group of turkeys?
Ooh.
A flock.
Is that? Did you look it up?
I don't know.
Guessing. I'll look it up. Let's ask the group.
I hope it has a fun name.
There's something. A group of. Is it a group? It might be a congress. No, that's a baboons.
Why do you know it?
And so
because there's a joke about a Congress. Oh, okay, okay. Because it's Congress.
Yeah. Well. Let's see. What is a group of?
I bet it's a flock.
It's a rafter.
A raft
or a flock.
Okay.
A rafter. I know a group of crows is a murder, which is cool.
Murder.
But there are several words. There isn't one single word. They vary according to circumstances and include flock, gang, rafter, gaggle, and even posse.
I love the word gaggle. I use that often.
Yeah.
Somebody got a gaggle of kids or whatever.
Yep. Anyway, so Motley Crue for your consideration.
I picked my last person, and then I was like, I'm just icked out by this person that I wish I hadn't done it. Ted Nugent.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. Uncle Ted.
And I just chose guitar work because I was limited somewhat otherwise lyrically.
Genius, and that song sounds eerily similar to Cat Scratch Fever. So, you know, yeah. Very skilled guitarist, but and live performer, but he has a reputation for being brash, loudmouthed, depending on your worldview, out of touch. He's a big conspiracy theory guy.
makes, or conspiracy fact.
He
makes a lot of strong political statements, alienates a lot of people, has kind of lost respect from a lot of people for his views. And he calls himself the Motor City Madman, which is cool when you're young and, you know, like... And running around and doing all that stuff. But now you're
with a raccoon tail.
Yeah. But now it's kind of sad to look at that. Honestly, it's a caricature, really. I don't know. He'll insult other artists and it comes off petty instead of just bold or direct. Like for some reason with him, it comes off. Like I don't know a better way to say this, and I'm not going to say it. Like, you know that song that was written about Nikki Sixx?
Yes.
It comes off a little bit like that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go listen to, who is that?
Godsmack. Crying like a...
That's the one. But you just, like, continue to run your mouth while you don't really release a lot of new popular music. You know, it's like, we're living off of our past accolades, and the sheen and shine has worn off, but
the blush is off the
rose. Yeah, where's that like cartoonish onstage patriot costume? It's like, are we laughing with you? Or are we laughing at you? I don't know, but that's his shtick.
That's and the shtick.
That's what he do.
Right. So now we saw Ted Nugent.
Yep,
and. This is pretty cool, actually. Shoots a flaming arrow into a guitar.
Yeah. That is cool.
You better, by God, be accurate.
Yep.
Because otherwise, you've just caught Altel Arena on fire.
Yeah, right. It was Altel Arena at the
and
time, yeah.
They would frown upon that, I think.
Yeah.
20,000 people in there.
But,
Well, to be fair, Kiss followed up after that, and there's plenty of pyro to go along.
Yeah. But, you know, white jeans after Labor Day.
A faux pas, really.
with the tail.
Yeah, it's a lot of look.
It is a lot of look going on. I haven't seen him in a while. I'm wondering.
Watch Fox News.
Is he on
there all the time?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That might be why I missed that. I don't know. I'm wondering, what's the hair situation? That's what I'm wondering. Because, you know, he has the long, or had the very long hair, but it was kind of sliding off the back of his head.
We might be skulllet. Well, arrange. Now, I don't know. I'm not sure.
It. He still does it. Wears it. He's still got the long hair in the back. But now he's wearing a camo hat over the top.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So like Tim McGraw, you don't know what's underneath.
Right. Right.
Got it.
Yeah. So I picked in the same vein.
Okay.
I actually kind of like this guy. But a lot of people don't like this guy.
I'm curious.
But I love watching these interviews. It's Gene Simmons.
Yeah, he's a turkey, but
I feel like he's a lovable turkey.
So badly. We've already played it though. Dr. Thunder.
Yeah.
And your Tootsie Roll.
But for our faithful listeners who listen, I wanted to maybe play something a little different. So I played Cold Gin instead. Now he obviously on stage, a lot of antics out of the demon, quote unquote, on stage. Blood capsules in the mouth, 37-inch tongue, whatever it is. That's a, obviously that's a.
Ooh.
Boy, I tell you, one of the few times that I've seen Oprah absolutely, positively lose her ability to speak was. She was talking about Gene Simmons. She had Kiss. She was asking Gene Simmons, now just how long is your tongue? And his response on the Oprah show was, it's long enough to be your best friend.
No, Gene.
And she was like, dead silence.
Yeah. Daytime TV, man.
TV. And so he's got the antics. 40 pounds of armor. He wears platform boots that, you could probably kick a Buick over, knock over a Buick. Then there's the band, the pyro and all the stuff going on. He plays a bass that literally looks like an axe, a bloody axe.
Yeah. I saw one in person. At Carter Vintage Guitars.
I bet it's
it was
huge.
For sale. It was big. And listen, I have a bass, and I wouldn't call myself a bass player, but I have played some things briefly. And so I was like, Mark, I think I need that.
Yeah.
He was like, absolutely not. Like $2,000 plus. But I mean, it was like reasonably, I think reasonably priced for what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool in person.
Was it actually his?
Oh, probably not. It would have been in a case, I'm sure. It was like a line,
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, when he gets on stage, I mean, he plays the role. He's no longer Gene Simmons. He's right. The demon, right? And, I mean, so he snarls and hisses and, you know, vomits out hairballs when he sings and stuff like we just heard.
Does his own makeup.
But it is his...
Man of many talents.
Opinions. Yeah. The things that he says that I think best quality... I mean, all of the antics on the stage aside, if we just take some of the things that he has said, I think we could call Gene Simmons a turkey. Take the stage antics out. For example, he has declared himself the most important man in rock history.
Confidence is key.
Indeed. He claimed that he taught women how to enjoy making love.
Oh, my gosh.
He called Kiss the Beatles of merchandising. Now, that's probably true.
That's true.
That's true.
Probably better.
He once said, rock is dead, and Kiss killed it.
Oh, man.
He has offended pretty much everybody at some point. But he does it with this kind of cartoonish bravado. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it's still like he says it so deadpan, so serious. I think he probably believes a lot of it. He has said about Kiss, we're not a band, we're a brand. I believe that he believes that to be the truth. He has said, I don't smoke, I don't drink, and I don't take drugs because I want to look down from heaven and to see what the rest of you idiots are doing.
All right.
He said, I'm delusionally self-important, but at least I'm aware of it. And then, you know, kind of like with Ozzy, we got a little bit of a sneak peek with Gene Simmons on the Family Jewels. And
I love that show.
Gene Simmons, Family Jewels.
and so, like, he would say that. And so this is why I think a lot of it's an act. Because, you know, if you watch that show, he will say something outlandish. And he'll say something to the point that somebody else in the family will get mad. Mm-hmm. And then he'll look at the camera and wink. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that on purpose. Yeah. You know, so he knows what he's doing. And it is, on one hand, Gene's turkey-ish is outlandish, and it's we can laugh at Gene for it. But Gene's the reason they're all rich.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Gene's the one who has found a way to monetize everything. Mm-hmm. He's the one that put them on lunchboxes and condoms. Now, you make that
and
work.
Caskets.
How does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah, and caskets. Yeah. So, he's a turkey genius is what he is. I mean, he is a legitimate marketing genius.
Well, and here's something that I really respect about him. Because did you ever see his interview with Dan Rather?
Yes.
He's like, on your worst day or whatever, he's like, since I came to America, he was like 9 or something that.
This was great.
He's like, I haven't had a bad day. Because he grew up knowing what it was like to be poor, to be oppressed, to be discriminated against. And he does unapologetically love America.
Yeah.
And he really, really takes that seriously, that he loves the country of America and he loves the fact that he's been afforded an opportunity to build a really great life for himself and for his family and do something that he loves. And I do love the fact that you know, even America with all of its problems.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I have come here to build a life here. And he said, I really do feel like we are the greatest country in the world. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I mean, he said that what Kiss has accomplished could not happen any other country in the world.
Yeah.
There's no other country where they could have accomplished the things that they accomplished. And not just because it's the home of rock and roll, but I mean, they couldn't do that in England because of, they couldn't make the money mm-hmm. that they make mm-hmm. because it's just, it's hard to market over there. I mean, they've got all these, it's a much, Gene's a capitalist, in case you haven't figured that out.
Yeah, he is that.
And so he likes a highly capitalistic society, which the United States certainly is, but...
But he loved his mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he saw her suffer so much in Israel. And I think a lot of it is the fact that, you know, she is a single mother, was able to come over and make a good life for her and her child. Mm-hmm. And so that translated into a sincere love mm-hmm. for the country, I think. And so I respect that a lot about him. That
and it's nice to hear about some of these massive rock and roll stars that did not succumb to the alcohol and the drugs and all that stuff. And
he did have a vice, though.
Absolutely.
Well, it's gonna
women and money. I mean, that's what he was addicted to. Yeah. And Ted Nugent will say the same thing. I don't think Ted Nugent had a drug.
He was definitely a teetotaler. He said he didn't drink or do any kind of drugs.
So interestingly, that the last two, their wild antics are really, in a sense, politically based.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, Ted's antics are pretty politically based.
Mm, yeah.
And Gene's are at least economically based, which mm-hmm. is a facet of politics.
Yeah, yeah.
So interesting that those two would go back to back to end this
thing. Yeah. And Gene's like one of those, almost, he's like one of those uncancelable figures,
because he doesn't care.
Just don't allow it.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, and anybody else, I think most other human beings who said something like he said to Oprah would just be like, "You're never being hired for anything else ever again. We're not associating with you." But it's just like all classic Gene.
Well, it may have been Gene Simmons. I can't remember, but I remember they were asking somebody, how do you not get canceled when you say all? Because there's somebody that says a lot of outlandish stuff, and he says it's real simple. You never apologize.
Yeah, I remember him.
You never apologize because
mm-hmm.
once you've admitted fault, well, now even he thinks he's wrong. So mm-hmm. you just double down. You know, and Gene will double down. That's one thing I do like about Gene. If you ask him a question, he will answer the question.
Yeah.
Also hard to find these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whether you like it, don't like it, you better learn to love it. That's old Ric Flair saying right there.
Yeah.
Because he's going to tell you exactly what he thinks, whether you like it or not. So I think that's nine.
Yeah, it is. Ben has drafted Flea, Joe Walsh, and Gene Simmons. Heather drafted Ozzy, Iggy Pop, and Motley Crue. And I drafted Kanye West, Axl Rose, and Ted Nugent.
All right, so let's real quick discuss the ones that we did not have selected. On my big list, I had David Allan Coe.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
I had Elton John. I think Elton John can be pretty funny at times. Mm-hmm. The wild stuff that he wears, I had Elton John on my list. David Lee Roth, I had on my list.
Yeah.
And Frank Zappa.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Beth?
I had also David Lee Roth, Weezer, the band. They're real tongue-in-cheek with a lot of their stuff. Meatloaf.
Oh, man. Like
Kiss it. As a band.
Oh.
Garth Brooks. Just the whole Chris Gaines thing. That's enough to make you a turkey.
And where are
the bodies, Garth?
People need to know. The families need answers. Yeah,
they do. And Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. Oh, my God. I that didn't get mentioned by either of you two. Gigi Allen, which I don't recommend taking a deep dive into any of his antics. Just trust that it was bad. Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Rick James.
Mm.
Ooh.
I'm Rick James.
And Marilyn Manson.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So.
Or Brian.
Now
he's known by his family.
Oh, gosh.
So now we have 9, and we have to cut it from 9 to 5.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He hastens and chastens his will to make known.
Amen.
So our nod to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So this is going to be an interesting try to move people over because they're all turkeys. Now, I will say, on my personal list, because I know that these got drafted. Actually, the only ones that got drafted are the ones that I drafted, and then the first two picks. I had Ozzy number one on, just full disclosure, I had Ozzy 1 on my list and Kanye 2 on my list. Mm. So I have a feeling, did you have Kanye on your list? You didn't. Did you have Ozzy on your list?
I didn't, but that was a miss. I'll admit that.
I mean, I feel like Ozzy and Kanye are both going to get over since they were on two people's top.
Yeah, Kanye was a miss for me, too.
Ozzy was 1 on 2, and Kanye was 1 on yours.
Yeah.
And 2 on mine. And now it's a crapshoot.
Yeah, it's not like nobody qualifies.
I mean, because, like, I'm probably the only person that put Flea. I'm probably the only person that put Joe Wall. Somebody put Kiss as a whole, and those were my 3 picks. You picked did now. Somebody else might have had Axl. Did you have Axl on yours?
I had him. Yes, he did not. I did not get him. Hold on a second. Where is he? I think he was my number 2. Yeah. He was originally my number 2.
Okay, so Axl will go over because Axl, you had Axl number what?
2.
Number 2. So he's on there. He's number 2, so he's almost certain to go over. So that's 3 people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then the question, but like, I didn't have Iggy Pop. Did you have Iggy Pop?
I did not.
I didn't have Motley Crue. Did you have Motley Crue?
No. I didn't have a lot of
I didn't have Ted
anybody.
Nugent either. Did any one of y'all, Gene Simmons was kind of indirectly on another list, but not exactly on another list. So now it's, what do we do with those other 2 spots? Well, let's ask this question. Looking at the list, is there anybody that you did not vote for or that you did not have on your list that you, looking back now, would say, yeah, I figured that person probably needs to be on the top 5? Because this is a different kind of category. This is not one you can research the Rolling Stones list to see what they had to say.
Right.
So this is all, we're just, there are going to be people that we miss, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the more I think about it, the more I think David Allan Coe probably should have been on there.
Yeah, we don't have any country representation here. Turkey. Let me try to think of like what really embodies that. Because usually when you call somebody a turkey, it's kind of good natured. You know, usually. Like, oh, they're just a turkey. You got to overlook their silliness.
That's the way I kind of looked at it. I mean, when I looked at my list, there's nobody on here that I really dislike. I mean, my list was Ozzy, Kanye, Flea, Joe Walsh, Gene Simmons, David Allan Coe. Now, David Allan Coe, he's got some...
He's a little problematic.
Very problematic. Very problematic things with David Allan Coe. Elton John, David Lee Roth, and Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa, I don't really like Frank Zappa.
It's just weird.
He looks down on a lot of people, you know. But he is definitely a weird cat. So...
you've got 2 bass players. That's interesting. They don't get a lot of love usually. I would like to see at least one of those go over.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing Gene go over.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah, he's definitely a turkey. On stage and off.
Yep. Yeah. You know his son, Nick, is playing music with Paul Stanley's
son? Yes. and I love their stuff. It sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Are they called Smooch?
No. No, that's a missed opportunity.
Hug?
I don't know. Do they have a name? They just, I've just seen them put stuff up on like Instagram.
And sometimes Sophie sings with them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have one spot, and we have Flea, Joe Walsh, Iggy Pop, and Motley Crue left. Ted Nugent, I'm okay if we don't put him on there, because I'm good.
Mm-hmm. He's not a lovable turkey.
I wouldn't say so.
I'm fine with...
I mean,
gun people love Ted Nugent.
Mm-hmm. That they do. There's a whole demographic of people, I think, that love Ted Nugent.
Is he playing at the Turning Point halftime show?
All-American. Playing opposite the American. So, I don't know. Iggy Pop and Flea are kind of like in the same vein to me a little bit. Like, Iggy Pop, I think, is the next level of those. Like, just gross, but also dangerous. Like,
yeah.
You're bleeding on people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot. And he doesn't have a lot of blood to give.
No. He's a skinny dude.
He's a small man.
Skinny guy. Yeah. What's the matter with
him? I'm thinking back to the puke and the other thing. And that's a lot. How was he arrested? That's indecent.
But if you look at him today, he looks like a motorcycle saddlebag that has been left out in the elements for like 2.5 years.
I mean, I didn't think about that, but that's a crime.
Well.
Which part?
The second part.
The vomit?
No.
The cutting yourself? And
No.
I think you misunderstood
the amplifier part.
Oh.
What he put on the amplifier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I misunderstood.
He's also reckless. That could be a problem.
He, whilst going to the microphone to sing.
I thought it was whilst for so long.
We talked about that.
We did.
Pop spewed everywhere, which presumably was a result of the drugs he was on. Yeah. Afterwards, he allegedly pulled out his member turkey and rested it on top of an amplifier to the shock and awe of the audience. This triptych of weirdness was completed when Pop went over to Jerry Miller, the Andy Warhol superstar, grabbed her by the face and dragged her in her middle chair across the spew-covered floor.
Also,
hopefully her feet did not touch the ground.
I assume he did not... cover himself back up before he did. Was all just
I don't know. I mean, but
he seems a lot less lovable.
He does, doesn't he? Man, because that is quite the event.
That's sexual assault, I think.
It is.
What? Indeed. Well, I mean, she was in a chair, just dragging the chair. Well, he did grab her by the face.
And is he still nude?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I would just. It doesn't say that he.
He was not
dressed.
Apprehended?
Mm-mm.
Man, that seems like...
I mean, it doesn't say that he was.
Seems like that should have happened. I don't know.
So I don't know what to do with that.
Between this and the sock, I have so many unanswered questions about some of these things that have happened, but...
Yeah. What do we want to do?
Research week.
Flea, Joe Walsh, Iggy Pop, Motley Crue. Man. I don't know.
There's the Iggy panics at Elton John in a gorilla suit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, what can I do? I couldn't fight him. I could barely stand. He was going to fight Elton John in a gorilla suit.
Well, okay, so you've all but taken Ted Nugent out.
I'm good if we just, yeah.
So, like, if you had to pick, if you were going to vote for the last remaining spot.
Ooh, this is hard.
Because, like, Heather and I both have dogs in the fight, yeah, so to speak.
I think probably the most good-natured, like, harmless person left is Joe Walsh.
That's true. It's
but I don't know. I love Flea so much, but I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I think just based on antics and, yeah, and everything, I think it's down to Flea or Iggy Pop.
Probably so.
Now, that's unless you're willing to take Motley Crue as a whole, because as a whole, I mean, I will say Motley Crue, they, I don't know how likable they are, because a part of what their antics were is they got into fights all the time.
Yeah.
They and fought with everybody.
Yeah.
They've got beef with everybody.
But I mean physical yes, fist fights all the time.
Yeah. Hmm. I have to pick.
I'm interested in your opinion because, you know, if we take Ted Nugent out of the conversation, mm-hmm, then your opinion on who this, yeah, would be.
Yeah, I mean, I think antics wise, if you're looking at that, I think that Flea has the, he has the credentials in that sense, but they're not criminal, really. So, you know, like, there's just something about that. I'm like, he's just out there in a sock. It's fine. You know, or he's just acting silly. I don't know. It seems less of a problem. And he seems like he's got his head on straight. Now, sort of. I don't know. He's a unique man.
Well, he was my number three on my list. So, I mean, I would be very happy with Flea.
And yeah, also, he's a bass player.
Two bass players.
I just like that.
Because Gene's in, right?
Yep.
So.
That's what I would do.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right. Now, we have Ozzy, Kanye, Axel, Gene, and Flea.
I think
that order.
I think for sure that the top three are going to be the top three, and four and five are going to be the four and the five. This question is, do you want Gene or Flea four?
I mean, I guess by nature of the fact that we were just he kind of barely got in, yeah. Maybe we should just leave it that way. Is that it?
I like it.
It's Ozzy, right. Kanye, and then
Axel.
Happy Thanksgiving. No fighting.
Yeah.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
The turkey. Turkey.
Turkey. Our top five musical turkeys are number one, Ozzy. Number two, Kanye. Number three, Axl Rose. Number four, Gene Simmons. And number five, Flea.
All right. We want to thank everybody for listening. We hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving if you're in the United States. If you're not in the United States, I don't know when you have your Thanksgiving, but you should have one if you don't, because the food is amazing. And you should thank the Lord for your food.
Give thanks with a grateful heart.
Gosh.
But also, we just want to say we're thankful for you for listening. We are very thankful for our listeners. Our listens and downloads keep going up every month, and we thank you for your support, and those of you that have been sharing us with your friends and family, and ask that you continue to do that, and get a hold of us on Facebook, X, Instagram, so that we can thank you on social media. Let us know. Are we starting Christmas next?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. You know, we love us some Christmas and some December. It's gifts.
Yeah.
So don't buy anything for 2 weeks, because we're going to provide some great gift album ideas,
yep,
for the music lovers in your life. So thank you for listening on this Thanksgiving season, and we'll catch you during Christmas season in 2 weeks.
joining us on the Music List podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. She almost had it.